Okay, Avodas Yisrael for Parshas Noach. Ela told us Noach. So our Rebbe, the Kashrut Magid, begins with the halacha. Isa b'shulchan arach, orachayim simin peitas. Here's the halacha, chaver. Listen to what it says. Kodem hatfila asur litein shalom lechavero. Before you daven in the morning, you're not allowed to greet another human being. Specifically, as the post can point out, using the name Shalom. You can't say Shalom. It would be improper to say Shalom to another human being in the morning before you daven. What's so terrible about saying Shalom? In fact, again, the post can say there may be other ways to kind of acknowledge someone. You don't have to ignore someone. If you're walking down the street on your way to shul and you pass by a friend, there is a way to greet him, but you shouldn't say the word Shalom. Why? Says the halacha, Sheshmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Because one of the names of Hashem is Shalom. That we find that Hashem's name is Shalom. We see in the Navi that the name Shalom is used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You also shouldn't say Shalom in a bathroom. It's a name of God. Again, it's not a name of God like Yud Kei Vav Kei or Elokim, but Shalom is a name of Hashem, and therefore you should not use the name Shalom towards another human being before you daven in the morning. Interesting halacha. What's the pshat? What does it mean? Nira li levayr hatam mashenikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. So the first thing we need to explore is, what exactly is this name Shalom? Why do we call Hashem Shalom? What does Shalom mean? Does Shalom mean peace? Does Shalom mean, hey, how's it going? Shalom is a greeting? What is Shalom? What is the name Shalom? Well, obviously we know a phrase that we're very familiar with. In Sefer Iyov, it says about Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osa Shalom Bimromav. As the Pasuk says, Osa Shalom Bimromav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Shalom Bimromav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Shalom in the heights of heaven amongst all of the various parts of creation. What does that mean? Ki kibalnu mirabuseinu nishmasam Eden. We have a tradition that we received from our Rebbeim. It told us Yaakov Yosef, the first Sefer of Chassidus ever written, in Parshas Emor, essentially says this next line. But we have a tradition from our Rebbeim. Ki ein lecha davar nivra she'inenu murkav me'arba yesodos. There is nothing that exists in the world that is not made up of the four yesodos, the four essential components of matter, of all of reality. Aleph, Resh, Mem, Ayin. What does that stand for? Please write it down if you don't know. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Afar. Everything is made up of fire, wind, water, and earth, or dirt. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar. Everything is made up of that. You're made up of that. Everything is made up of that. In varying degrees. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar. Right? Adam Yesodo me'afar v'sofa la'afar. Lev Tahor Bara Leva Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi. Maybe Eish has to do with Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, and Hashem is an Eish. Each of these things are found within a person and found within all of reality. But the problem is, and this is the remarkable part, and this is the Osa Shalom Bimromav part, Hashem is able to make Shalom amongst these things which are often opposite one another. Yesodos these components of creation are misnaged. They oppose one another. In what sense? Very simply, ki mayim mechabim ha'esh, because water has the ability to extinguish fire, v'ruach menapcho, and wind could blow out a fire. They don't work well together necessarily, and yet, v'chein kulam echel u'mas chavero, each one opposing its other, and yet somehow Hashem brings them all together, allows them to work together. If you saw Rashi in this past week's Parsha, one of Rashi's explanations of the very name Shamayim is that it's a combination of Eish and Mayim. What do you mean a combination of Eish and Mayim? Those are opposites. Umitzara seichel ein meivin eichem betfisa achas lios miuchadim umushlavim. According to human intellect, according to the scientific reality of these various properties, these various yesodos, it would not be possible for them to work together. Elishakoa, how is it that you have so many parts of creation? You have things which are made up of these opposing Yisodos. How could a person be Eish and Ruach and Afar and Mayim? How could things in the world be made up of a combination of these Yisodos, of these four elements of creation? And the answer is, again, in one line, if you want to underline it, Elakoach, what does he say? He says, Elakoach, where is it? I'm trying to follow in my safe round on the screen for those who want to see where we are. It's, Elishakoach hamechabrim v'kolam yachad hu adon kol. What is the koach? What is the energy? What is the force that unifies them, that somehow allows opposites to attract? It is the adon kol, the master of all. Only Hashem could work with opposites and be able to construct something wholesome out of it. That's why Hashem is called Shalom. Osa Shalom Bimromav. Hashem takes opposites and he's able to bring them together. And that's part of, as religious Jews, that's part of something what we have to learn to live with. Being comfortable with opposites. Being comfortable with opposing thoughts. Right? To be able to live with a paradox and contradictions. The way that Hashem sometimes runs the world, or the way that I sometimes act or sometimes feel, the way that the world presents itself, it's made up of opposites. As long as I keep Hashem in the mix, Oseh Shalom B'Romav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sense out of all the different elements. When I take Hashem out of it, it's when my life becomes filled with contradictions and lots of confusion by extension. Okay, so let's keep reading. Uchsiv Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. The pasuk tells us that Hashem made everything with great chachma. Ki chachma hu tzeiruf koachma. What is chachma? The word chachma is a combination of koach ma. Koach means potential. You have to think, Ben, I've seen it a few times this year, that the word koach means the possibility of something. Koach ma, the potential of ma, of something. Chachma means the potential of something. Dahainu, what does that mean? Shekol ha-masim ba'arbi yesodos niver behem koach ha-estaklus lahabit kol davar kimahu v'u efes v'ofes lifnei mecholalo u'mochrach lishmor pekudas yotzer asher sam bekirbo hagam sh'al yedei zeh yisbatal me'mitziusa. Let me explain it outside and then I'll read it again slower. Says the Kashas Armagid, Koach, you have the potential of ma. Now, ma could mean something. How else do we find the word ma used in the Torah? When Moshe and Aaron say, V'nachnu ma, what are we? What were they saying? What midah were they expressing? Humility. V'nachnu ma, who am I? What am I? Ma is an expression of what? Of surrender, of bittul. Of surrender to Hashem. Let's read the words again. Shekol ha-maisim v'arbi yesodas niver behem koach. We all have the ability, the koach, the potential, the ability to what? Koach ha-estaklus, an ability to look deeper, and to not see myself as an independent being, which will then be a contradiction to many other beings. I may come into to dispute with others, because I want to be me, and you want to be you, so now we have a contradiction. Who's going to take up this space? I want this space. No, I want this space. Right? I want this. I want that. So we have the ability to look deeper and to realize that kol davar ki mahu, to look at the fact that mahu, what am I? Who am I? What's the essence of me? V'hu efes, v'o face lifnei mecholalo. I am negated in the presence of what? The creator of the world, who has placed me in his world and has placed his divine presence within me, my neshama. Hagam shal yedeza yisubatel mimitziuso. Even though surrendering myself makes it feel like I'm going to not exist. But as we've explained countless times, when a Jew humbles himself before Hashem and connects himself to Hashem, he doesn't stop existing. He begins existing. He takes his drop of water and throws it back into the ocean. And now he becomes one with the bigger ocean. So therefore, again, if I want to be as big as I could possibly be, I have to be prepared to surrender to Hashem, and that will remove the contradictions in my life. If I look at the world through natural eyes, Eish and Mayim are opposites. They don't work together. Right? Mayim and Afar will make a mess. But when I'm able to see Oseh Shalom Bimromav, when I allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's called Shalom, to be involved, so Hashem is able to unify these disparate parts of reality. Ulefizeh, Kasher ha-mayim nasa ayin ve'efes, uve'espashtus gashmas koach shebekirbo. So when the water decides, I don't want to be water as as water has certain properties that oppose other properties, but I want to just be an extension of the Creator. When Eish says, I want to be an extension of my Creator, and when Ruach says, I want to be an extension of my Creator, then they're able to unify what appears to be so contradictory, fire and water. Yes, fire and water. And then these opposing Yesodos are able to unify, to become one with its friend, so to speak, at the will, as an expression of the Ratzon of the Creator. Okay, this is a good backdrop to understanding reality. However, let's go further. V'chein malachei merkava. The same thing is true about angels. Just like not all people are created equally, not all angels are created equally. Just like there's some people who it's easy for you to get along with and other people who rub you the wrong way, so there are angels that have different qualities and different characteristics, different properties. The Malachi Merkava, the Hainu Michael Miyamin Mehalel, the Gavriel Mismol Mimalel. It's a line from the davening of Yom Kippur. Michael on the right is praising, Gavriel on the left is speaking. Michael, Gavriel, these Malachim are very, very different. The Malach Gavriel is Midas Adin. The Malach Michael is always defending Klal Yisrael. Do they get along with each other? How do they work together? Hagam Shehem Kochos Misnagdim. Even though Michael and Gavriel have very, very different natures, very different properties, Zeose Chesed Vasheni Misgaber Begvura. The Malach Michael is the Midah of Chesed. The Malach Gavriel has this Midah of Gvura. Im Kol Zeh. So how do they work together? How are the Malachim able to get along? How is it that we say in our davening that the Malachim are Noistim Rishos Zeh LaZeh? That they give permission to one another. Right? That they're respectful of one another. They're so different. How do they have anything to do with each other? And the answer is, Im Kol Zeh, Shalom B'michitzasam Ve'ein Sina Ve'ein Kina B'Neyam. They're able to work together, and there is no hatred, there's no jealousy amongst them. V'hu gam kein mitam hanal. And it's for the very reason that we just explained. Nal means nizkar le'al, as we mentioned previously. Ki kol malach mistakel b'koach oseyu. Because the malach doesn't try to become his own thing. The malach says, yes, I recognize I have certain properties. But the common denominator between me and any other malach, and as human beings we say the common denominator between me and any other thing, any other person, and the common denominator between me and any other thing, anything in the world. I saw someone show me a vart from the Lubavitcher Rebbe this past Shabbos. Lubavitcher Rebbe says, why did Hashem start off by telling Adam and Chava that they can eat from the vegetation just like the animals? Aren't people better than animals? Eventually people will be given permission by the Torah to eat meat. But why did Hashem level the playing field at the beginning and say, just like the cow eats grass, Adam and Chava, you can also eat the grass? Because Hashem wanted human beings to recognize that on the one hand, you are the greatest. At the same time, you should realize you're one with the rest of reality. It doesn't matter whether you're the sun, the moon, the stars, whether you're a blade of grass, whether you're a cow or a sheep, whether you're a Jew or a non-Jew. The common denominator between all of us is that there's a Borei Olam. On the most root level, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. That's all that exists. So therefore, the Malachim, on the level of self, understand. Michal is very different than Gavriel. And Jared is very different than Eli. And Avi is very different than Yoni. That's all true on a revealed level. But on a root level, Osa Shalom Bim Romav. Osa Shalom Bim Romav. Right? It's interesting. How do we end our Shemona Esrei? The last bracha is the bracha of Shalom. Sim Shalom. Right? We're asked for Shalom. We end off Hamavarech es Amo Yisrael ba Shalom. Why is that the conclusion of Shemona Esrei? Because after working through all the different things that I need wisdom and I need parnasa and I need health and I need you to destroy the Rishab and I need to return to Yerushalayim and I need to do tshuva, and after I go through all the various needs that I request throughout the Shemona Esrei, I say, but Hashem, it's going to be a big mess if you don't pull it all together for me. Osa Shalom b'mromav, Hashem, bring the whole thing together. Bring it all together. Bring the whole thing together. How does Shas end? What's the last word in Shas Mishnayos? What's the last word? The last word is Shalom. Shas ends with the word Shalom. You learn Psachim and you learn Menachos, and I didn't pick those two randomly. We're going to learn today, we're going to learn Psachim, we're going to learn Menachos. Hey, we're going to start a new sugya today. We're going to learn some psachim, we're going to learn some menachos. And you say, why do I have to go look in a Gemara and menachos to figure out how to learn psachim? And the answer is, it's true, on a revealed level, sometimes it looks like the Torah is all over the place. Maharal actually says, just like we're in Gullis, the Torah is in Gullis. Right, Talmud Bavli, we went into a Gullis called Bavel. The Torah is also in Gullis. You got to go running around Shas to try to put together the sugya. But we end on what? How do we end? Meseches Uksin ends with what? With Shalom. Why do we end with Shalom? We end with Shalom because, again, as long as you have Shalom, it brings the whole, it brings everything together. It ties together all the loose ends of the sugya. Whether the sugya is your life, whether the sugya is the world, whether the sugya is Shas, whether the sugya is your Shmona Esrei, we always end off with Shalom. That's why the Mishnah says that Eliyahu is going to come to the world, not to teach us halacha, but lasos shalom ba'olam. The Mishnah Meseches Edios says that what is Eliyahu's role, right? To make peace. V'heishuv lev avos habanim, banim alavoysam, to bring back connections, to bring things together. Okay, so chavis, so let's keep reading. So there's different types of malachim. There's a malach named Michael, which is chesed. There's a malach named Gavriel, which is gvura. How are they going to work together? The answer is that they look towards their creator, the Hainu. When the Malach expresses its strengths, its traits, chesed, gvur, whatever it is, it does it not as its own thing, but as an expression of what? Of the will of the Creator. And on Hashem's level, it's all one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Osa Shalom Imromav. Fire and water is a contradiction in our world, not in Hashem's world. Shemayim is made up of Eish and Mayim. It's not a problem. Hashem wants the Malach to do this, so it does its job. It does its job. V'zeh shemo shel Michael. This is what the name Michael actually means. Michael is mi kakel. Who is like God? Perish, mi osa chesed biladecha. Michael, as he's doing his chesed, he's reminding himself, mi kakel. It's not me. Who is it? It's Hashem. There's no one like you, Hashem. The chesed is yours. Gavriel. Meir ki gvuraso mekel, gavri kel. My gvura is Hashem's gvura. Umi biladav ein alokim, that it's all from you, Hashem. Lachain, heim v'chol asher lahem, b'teilim b'mitziusam neged ratzon habori es barach shebekirbam. So therefore, they don't exist independently. Rather, says the Kashas or Magid, they recognize that all the strength within them is just an extension of the Creator. Along with each other. That's how the malachim are able to get along. And here are the captures the whole piece in these next couple of lines. Again, you can do whatever you want in your sefer. You can look inside, you cannot look inside. You can mark it up, you cannot mark it up. But in mine, I underline these next couple of lines because I think this is the point. Ki ein hamachlokes uktata. All fighting, all disagreements, is only rak b'nifradim lamata. It only takes place in the lower realms, the pettiness of this world. Shekol echad misnase lomar ani estarer. I will rule. Each one tries to lift himself up over the other one and says, I ani estarer, means I will be, right? Sorer means to rule. I want to rule. Why should I rule? Machmas chochma shebekir me, because I'm smarter than you. O eza eloi, or some other quality that I'm better than you. So this type of fighting only happens when a person strays from the true path. When we lose sight of the fact that anything I know how to do comes from Hashem. Anything I know how to do. From the breath of air that I take, right, to the skills that I have, to the thoughts that I'm able to think, every move, every breath, everything that I do, I have to remind myself, it's not me. And then I don't want to use my skills or my strengths to dominate others. I don't need to rule over others. I don't always need to be right. I don't need to govern someone else's life. Avalamala, that's all true in the lower realms, where we unfortunately get lost in that. Avalamala, but in the higher realms, bein amaskilim shemevina midaitam ki ruach Hashem bekirbam, but the malachim, who are so different, and yet get along, or noisnim reshuz zeh lezeh, to serve Hashem, the respectful of one another, we could all learn from that in a serious way, they understand that it's the spirit of Hashem inside of them that gives them their existence. They recognize that I only exist because Hashem is giving me life, Hashem is giving me skills, Hashem is giving me abilities, and because of that, I see myself as just trying to what? To carry out Hashem's will. And therefore, it shouldn't surprise us that amongst the angels, there is tremendous what? In the Machane of Shemayim, there's tremendous shalom, there's tremendous ahava. And again, remind yourself, when you're angry at someone, when you're upset about something, when you're feeling bad that you don't have a particular skill, stop trying to, you're feeling bad for yourself because you're seeing yourself as your own thing. If I'm just trying to be an extension of Hashem, and I do the best I can with the skills that I have, then I'm great, then I'm awesome, and I'll respect other people. I won't try to exert myself on top of someone else, and I won't feel inferior to someone else. I'm a Shliach Hashem, I'm a Malach Hashem, he's a Malach Hashem. I have certain abilities, I'm Michael, he's Gabriel, and we can love each other and respect each other. V'lachein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemo Shalom, ki mipnei Shemo Yireim Mispachtim Ad Shenaseh Shalom Beinehem. Hashem is called Shalom, because when they recognize that Hashem is the one who unifies them, they have awe and respect before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they allow themselves to become one with Hashem. Okay. V'hine. So now we're starting to understand. We still have no idea what this has to do with the Parsha. And we started with a halacha, right? The halacha was you're not allowed to say shalom to someone in the morning before you daven shachas. You can't greet someone with shalom aleichem in the morning. Why? What's wrong with saying the word shalom? So far, all our Rebbe has done, not all, our Rebbe's done a lot, but our Rebbe has explained to us, the Avodas Yisrael has explained to us, right, the essence of the word Shalom, and why that's a very fitting name for Hashem. Shalom means the ability to unify, to make something shalem, to make something wholesome, to bring things together. Okay? All right, let's keep going. Vihine, what is that next abbreviation? Habuba. Maze Habuba. Habore Baruch Hu, the Creator blessed is He. Yimino Tipcha Shamayim V'chol Tzva'am Utila'am B'hanhagas Ha'adam D'lamata K'mavuar B'sifrei Yireim. Says the Kajus Ramagid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, has His hands, as it were, in Shamayim, but He's placed tremendous responsibility on Adam down below. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu partners with us, and Hashem wants us to do our part. Right? Now, our part is to be placed in a world where it looks like I'm my own thing, and I have to try to remind myself I'm not my own thing. I'm not my own thing. I'm one with my fellow Jews. I'm one with the world. I'm one with my Creator. That's the challenge. That's the name of the game that we're playing. V'im me'emes me'eretz titzmach oz tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. There's this relationship. If truth sprouts from the ground, that's a pasuk. If truth sprouts from the ground, then righteousness will peer down from heavens. What do you mean? In other words, there's this bridge. There's this link between Shemayim and Arts. Umisora lamala al kol tzvaos haShemayim chesed v'rachem v'shpaos tovos. In other words, we have the ability to influence the heavens, and the heavens obviously have the ability to influence us. But a person who's foolish and doesn't understand his place in the world, doesn't understand, again, that he's not really his own thing, and he also doesn't value the power that he has. We were learning in Rabbi Nachman yesterday, the awesome power that our thoughts have, the power of our speech, the power of our every action. He fails to understand that his actions matter, that his bad deeds are pogim lahem lamala, that they cause damage on high, and they damage the holiness of the heavens. There's a real partnership between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, what do Chazal say? Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yadal, and again, it's the halacha that we started with, Oser la'adam lahaktim shalom lechavero kodim shiyaspalo. Why can't I say shalom to someone before I daven? Ki chas v'shalom. Because God forbid, kishemagdimo la'adam lechavdo terem sheyam lechasabore. If I say shalom to another person, now it's true. After davening, it is. Why is it ever okay to say shalom to another person? Why is that ever an acceptable term to use? Right? Osa shalom b'molav. Hashem is the one who does shalom. Why am I ever allowed to use the word shalom? Why is it not a misuse of God's name? What's the answer, Chaver? What would you say? How would you explain it? What would you say the answer is? Why am I ever allowed to say shalom? What would you say? Let's hear. Based on what we're learning. Lou, what do you think?
Well, Rabbi, my father told me that the reason that we say shalom aleichem, but someone responds aleichem shalom, is because we have a mitzvah to be makim shalom klad, and we have a mitzvah to like greet people with like by saying hi with a nice face, whatever it is.
Okay.
So when you're saying it to someone, the reason you're allowed to say shalom first and use Hashem's name, even though you might not finish the sentence, because someone could die before they say aleichem chas v'shalom, they are doing the mitzvah of greeting someone so they could use the word shalom.
Use Hashem's name. Okay.
The second person, when he's answering back, he's not doing the mitzvah, so he has to say shalom afterwards to make sure he finishes the sentence.
Okay, interesting. It's a nice var.
What the Kodesh Shemagad, I think, is saying is that until you bring Hashem into the equation and you're Mamlech Hashem as the shalom maker, you saying shalom to someone else would be to imply that like Michal and Gavriel could be in shalom without Hashem in the middle.
Beautiful. Very well said. Very well said. Right? There's a partnership. We are responsible to make shalom. Right? We're supposed to make shalom. Yeah, Ashi and Ozzy are supposed to be friends. Right? They're supposed to learn Torah together, they're supposed to make music together, they're supposed to get to know each other. Right? That's our part of our job. And we're supposed to be able to unify the pieces of the world. But as Yehuda said so beautifully, you have no right to do that until you recognize the common denominator. And the essential common denominator between all of us, the one who unifies all of us, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Osa Shalom B'Romav, I can't start my day by saying to someone else, Shalom, let's make Shalom, me and you. Michal and Gavriel, let's get together. That's taking Hashem out of the equation. It's implying that it's possible for anything to truly unite without Hashem. And it can't. The common denominator that we all share is the fact that we're all messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, I have to start my day. Aser la'adim lahaktim shalom lachavero. I can't say shalom to another person before I daven. After I daven, once I finish my Shemona Esrei, I'm avarich hazamo Yisrael b'shalom. Once I've talked to Hashem about shalom, then I can talk to my friend about shalom. Then I can talk to myself about my own inner harmony, my own inner shalom. Ki chas v'shalom kishemakdimo la'adim lachabdo. If I'm machabed another person, again, before I've acknowledged Hashem, Terem shiyam lechasabore azgorim pegam lamala. Then I'm causing damage on high. Gam kein shemare sheyesh koach umechuba zula sayotzer. I'm giving the implication that there's anything worth honoring other than Hashem. Now again, after I've davened on a human revealed level, of course I can give honor to you. Of course I could try to partner with you, but not until I recognize Hashem. V'zastira lamasha shmosha lekadosh baruch hu shalom. To say shalom to someone else would undermine the very nature of the word shalom. Again, because shalom means complete unification. Only Hashem has that. So if I start shalom with someone else before creating that backdrop of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I've perverted the very concept of shalom. Okay, so we've learned an amazing Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Daled. It's a halacha we saw in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Pei Tes. Right? And now we have a deep understanding of, again, how we interact with the rest of creation. Beautiful. What does any of this have to do with Parshas Noach? Okay, so let's see what our Rebbe has to say. Now we come to Parshas Noach. V'hine, so now, says the Kodesh Magid, al pi devareinu, based on what we've explained thus far, nifaresh od seder habria. Let's go a little deeper into the way that the world is organized. What's so beautiful about the Avodas Yisrael is he gives us, it's not just because we're learning Bereishis and Noach, you'll see it throughout the year. He gives us a very good, the fundamentals, so to speak, of Jewish thought. The fundamentals of Hasidus, the fundamentals of understanding how Hashem runs the world. So now we understand this concept of Shalom, which again, maybe we never thought about in our life, why we call Hashem Shalom, and how that's a name of Hashem. Now we go further. Let's understand something more about the nature of creation. Ki kol hanhagos tzva ha-shamayim ima'al, v'seder ha-nivram ba'aretz, he misnagim acharei maisa b'nei ha'adam lamata. Let's talk more about our role. Now that we've acknowledged shalom, right? Now that we've said shalom to Hashem, now let's talk more about our role. Look what he said. Get these words down. Kol hanhaga sva shamayim. All of the way that Hashem runs the heavens on high. v'seder hanivraim baharetz, and all of the creatures down below. It's all impacted, it's all guided by our decision making. We're in the driver's seat, chavra. We're in the driver. As humans, we're in the driver's seat. As Jews, we're even more in the driver's seat. How we behave is going to impact the world around us. Again, if it's beautiful, it's what we were learning in Rabbi Nachman yesterday. So we're in the driver's seat. Umistama kama olamos v'kama nivram asher tluyim b'zeha adam v'kama mehem ba'adam acher. If you remember the piece that we learned from the Shem Yishmuel about how every one of us has, you know, of the 7.5 billion people in the world, right? Every Jew has different people who are dependent upon him. When did we do that? When we were learning Rav Dessler? I don't remember. Right, remember that piece of Shem Yishmuel I showed you? Zechor Yemos Olam Binu Shnos Dor Vador Yatzev Gvulos Amim L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael. Hashem set up the borders of the world according to us. Every one of us has people who are dependent upon us. Every one of us has different individuals who are... Yoni, what, you were going to say something, Yoni? I saw you on mute.
Last year we did that during
Tzeres
Mitzvah, maybe?
It was last... You're calling last year like Tavshin Pei, or like last year, last year?
Last year?
I think we did it this year also.
We definitely did it this year also.
We did the piece recently. Okay, maybe we did it both. It could be both. Right, but what he's saying here is, again, realize, right, you, so much is dependent upon you. Again, step one is Shalom. Right? Hashem runs everything. Hashem's in charge. He takes care. He puts together the pieces. I don't really count all that much. Just surrender yourself back to Hashem. But now that I've acknowledged that, now we have to, you know, now we have to work in the real world where I can feel my own arms, flesh and blood. I have senses. I have responsibilities. Hashem made the world dependent upon me. So what happens when people act badly? Does it have an impact on the world? So you'll say, well, we learned Rabbi Nachman yesterday. Forget Rabbi Nachman for a second. I mean, don't really forget him, but put him aside for a second. How about the Chumash? How about the Torah Kedosha? What's happening at the end of Bereishis? What's happening in the beginning of Noach? People are acting bad, and what's happening? The world is falling apart. It's not just that they're running a bad society.
I mean, the animals...
It's a spiritual reality. We're going to get to it. One second. It's a spiritual reality. The pasuk says about the Dor HaMabul that what? That ki hishchis, it's a lashon of what? Hashchas, of destruction. Kol basar, all flesh, had perverted its ways. Perish, is what Yehuda is referencing, the Rashi, that afilu chayos ubehemos vaofos nizdavgu shalo b'mina, for their mates. Rashi says, ki hishchis kol basar, not only were people involved in perverse behavior, but the animals started doing some really weird stuff. So says the Chazar Shemagid, I don't understand. Asher ha'inyan yipale mehal. It's such a strange thing. A dog has no taiva to do it with a cat. Human beings sometimes act in a sexually immoral way, that a person will have a temptation to want to be intimate with someone who's not their spouse, God forbid, lo aleinu. Right? People have all sorts of perverse ideas, but animals don't do that. And now all of a sudden, the animals are involved in acts of adultery. Animals don't have such a taiva. Hashem didn't have to say lo sinaf to animals. And yet, we see that the animals are doing all sorts of unusual behavior. They're going against their very nature. How could that be? Acharei she'ein behem yetzahara la'avor aveira. Animals don't have such a yetzahara. Lama zanu kmo ha'adam. Why are the animals acting in a perverse way, just like the people are acting in a perverse way? And the answer is exactly. Because, however, whether you realize it or not, there are animals that are connected to you. There are places that are connected to you. There are people that are connected to you. And therefore, when you lift yourself up, you lift up the world. When you lower yourself, so you lower the world with you. There's a story that the Beis Aaron, or Aaron of Karlin, tells in Parshas Bo. He says that one time the Baal Shem Tov was traveling, and the Baal Shem Tov, it was Shabbos, it was Arab Shabbos, and the Baal Shem Tov realized he has to stay in this field for Shabbos, so he started to set up his camp, you know, he was going to camp out for Shabbos. Baal Shem Tov built some type of little Erev, made a makom for himself to spend Shabbos, and then the Baal Shem Tov was Makabel Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos. He started to welcome the Shabbos into his domain, into this little area that he had, you know, enclosed to be his location for Shabbos. It was in a field, it was in the middle of a field. There were animals in the field. It said, the Beis Aharon said, that when the Baal Shem Tov was Mekabel Shabbos, the animals in the field, instead of walking on all fours, they went up on their hind legs and started walking on two legs, like a person. Because when the Baal Shem Tov lifted up that space, everything got lifted up with it. Everything got lifted up with it. Can I tell you something unbelievable? When a couple of us went to Ukraine together, when was that? It's almost a year. So someone told me there that that they had heard from someone who had visited the burial place, the cemetery where the Baal Shem Tov is resting currently until Tchiyas HaMeisim, that they said that they saw there was a Jew. I heard this from someone. He said that he met a Jew who said that he saw a very strange thing. He said when he came to the Baal Shem Tov, when he was in Mezhbush for Shabbos. And he said he used to see that there were a lot of like animals like roaming around in the area there. He said he saw it on multiple occasions that when a dog would run through the cemetery, when it would run past the Baal Shem Tov on Friday afternoon, the dog would go up like this. He said he saw it with his own eyes. The dog would go up on its back legs as it ran past the Baal Shem Tov. So I said that's the Beis Aharon. That's literally the story the Beis Aharon of Karlin tells in Parshas Bo. Right? When you're in the presence of a holy person, it lifts you up. Chaver, you know it from a very just simple Olam Hazeh experience, right? When you're in the presence of a tzaddik, when you go to meet a great Rosh Hashiva, a Chashav Rav, a big tzaddik, when you're standing at the Kotel, right? Even certain places, they bring out a certain feeling. I would never do certain avers, I would never have certain thoughts in a certain place. Certain times, on Yom Kippur, I'm able to control my mind more. So when I'm in an elevated place, or I'm in the presence of an elevated person, everything lifts everything else up. It's all interwoven, it's all connected. Oseh Shalom Bimromav. So therefore, how is it possible that the animals are involved in such immoral behavior? How could such a thing be? They don't have a Yitzhahara for this. But Chevre, if you believe that our decisions and our avoda and our actions are going to impact the world around us, but if we believe that we're all connected, that while on a surface level, Michal and Gavriel are worlds apart, but on an internal level, they're mamish one and the same, avalafiza nicha, Shahabruim Sheshoresh Nishmasam Haisa Mitzad Rishaim Ahema Sheshchisu Darkam. Those animals who are connected at the Shoresh to those wicked people in the time of Noach, in the Dor HaMabul, who are acting in a perverse way, Al Kain Hema Hishchisu Kamo Haim Darkam. So the animals that are connected to those souls became perverse, like those souls. Vahama'at Mehema Sherbo El Noach La Teva. So you know which animals came onto the Teva? Which animals were saved? Was it just a random selection of animals? No, it was those animals that corresponded to Noach's soul, to the soul of Noach's children and their wives. The few animals that entered the Teva, Minat Tahorim, Shiva Shiva, Ushnai Minat Tameim, those animals, seven by seven of the kosher ones and two of the non-kosher ones, Mistama Haisa Sharsha Mishoresh Adam Shalochata. Those were the animals that corresponded to those souls that hadn't sinned. And therefore, just like the people didn't sin, the animals didn't sin. And the Teva refused to take anyone other than those ones. And Chevra, not only do our actions impact the world around us down below, but we have to believe that what we do down below impacts the world above. It's a scary thought. It's a very scary thought to think that my actions down below somehow can affect the heavens. But we have to believe that. We have to believe in our powers. That the chet of the Dor HaMabul was caused by them, right? And it caused such damage that it affected the heavens. Ad she'arubos hashamayim niftachu, causing an abnormal amount of destructive rain to come down to the world, v'hashemesh v'hayareach lo shimshu, during the 40 days of the Mabul, when it was raining, the sun and the moon didn't operate properly, they broke the world. Don't break the world. Chaver, my bracha to us today is don't break the world. We can make the world, or we can break the world. It's up to us. We have to decide what we want to do. We can literally destroy the physical world with our actions. And that's a very scary thing. It wasn't that part of the punishment for being bad people was that Hashem caused floodwaters, that Hashem caused the sun and the moon to stop operating. No, the people broke the sun and the moon. The people broke the heavens. K'moshe Navar B'Samach, as we'll explain further. Ava mitzad Noach, hayaach tov afilu midas hadin nepach lo l'rachmim. But Noach was able to take that midas hadin and move everything in the opposite direction. To take Hashem's midas hadin, like the pasuk says, vayizkor Elokim. Elokim remembered Noach. Elokim remembered Noach. Elokim is God's name of judgment. You would think Hashem's kindness remembered Noach. Says Rashi, that's exactly the point. That Noach what? Noach was able to take Hashem's midas hadin and turn it into midas harachamim. So, chaver, it's an awesome responsibility. Again, first and foremost, we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We acknowledge Hashem in the process. Once we've recognized that Hashem is the true shalom maker, so then we do our part. And doing our part means, again, trying to unify ourselves with creation and to connect everything around us so that it should be one. Okay? But it's a big awesome responsibility. Yes, Yehuda, what would you like to say?
First of all, where was that pasuk, Rabbi? Vayizkor Elokim es Noach. I just wanted to
get down. Vayizkor Elokim. I don't know. You'll find it.
Fine. Also, what Rabbi said about us breaking the world.
Yeah.
I've thought many times about how bad things have become with society today. Even before we went in lockdown and before there were riots and stealing and burning and smashing, I was thinking just about like the lying and the two-facedness and sexual immorality. And I constantly wonder how we could possibly be any better than the Dor HaMabul or Sodom and things of that nature.
Yeah.
In today's day and age.
Yeah, we are. We're worse. The Sfarim said that we're going to be worse. Before Mashiach comes, we're going to be worse than them. Or we're going to be them. We're a Gilgal of them.
So it just got me thinking about one of the Nyanei D'Yoma is climate change.
Okay.
And like global warming.
Interesting.
And and the Kaddish Ramagid is telling us that we were able to destroy the world.
Interesting, interesting. So you're saying climate change has a lot to do not only with, better, I don't know, CO2 emissions or whatever. It has a lot to do with our behavior. If you want to fix the environment, so fix yourself. Very good. I'll just end. There's a vart in Pirkei Avos. They say a vart in the second parak of Pirkei Avos. It's a vart that you find both in Chassidus Shesvarim, the Kedushas Levi, I think, says it, and also Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it in his parashah in Pirkei Avos. What does it say in Pirkei Avos in the second parak? Da malam malam imcha. What's the pashup shot? Da malam malam imcha. You should know what's above you, right? Be aware of Hashem above. But it's a Da ma, you should know that ma le mala, what happens above, mimcha. You decide what's going to be with the world. You could literally break the sky, break the heavens. You could break the earth. You could damage animals. You could destroy the environment, like Yehuda is saying. It's a terrifying idea. And Noah, who made this Noah's boat, of course, was, we'll see more tomorrow about how Noah's boat was part of this shalom, osa shalom bimromav. Right? To be able to bring all the different animals together in one environment is itself a big chiddush. But to be able to somehow, to create that space of shleimus, which acknowledges Hashem, and to save everything that's right in the Bria, is not a simple thing. Okay, but we should, again, it's thematically what we've been learning all week, to believe that our actions and our speech and our thoughts matter in a very significant way. Okay, we should be zochet to unify ourselves with ourselves and with the rest of the Bria. Say amen.